JJ.
And welcome to Babaji the Caveman, my spiritual seed of comedy on the King Radio, the official broadcast for King.com. My name is Babaji, and I am a spiritual advisor on King and your host for today's program. And Dr. Uma is my
host. Hi, everybody.
Alrighty, and if you'd like to receive a personalized reading from me or any of the gifted psychic and intuitive advisors 24/7, 365 on King, go to King.com/radio to receive a special offer of 10 minutes at $1.99 per minute and other offers too. Got laughter? Remember to laugh more. You got questions? I got answers. So easy a kid man can do it. Love one another and take care of each other. Share freely and totally. No fear when Babaji is here. I kick your crutches. So, now Dr. Uma has a few of her experiences she wanted to share with you. Go ahead. Take it away, Dr. Uma.
Thank you, Babaji. Hi, everybody.
Welcome.
Happy February. You know that Valentine's is going around the corner, and that's why we're going to talk about love today. And you know that people are confused about love, right? So people often begin the search of love by finding a source of love, right? So because people grow up feeling unloved, that you have to earn it, you have to perform all these heroics to get love, right? I mean, the movies, families, everybody talks about how love has to be earned, right? And these are very strong spiritual influences around us. Even spiritual teachers talk about love. It's like it complicates the issue, right? They say that your essence is love. They say that love is a passion and emotion. And then, like yoga, they talk about devotional path, like or Christianity, they talk about how the way of enlightenment is to fall in love with God and let that love grow until it engulfs you. You become one to beloved. See how complicated it is? So, now, if you're in the yoga path, it looks about going beyond the feelings and then thinking about, like, love is not as an emotion, but it's more like a spaciousness that goes beyond feelings. That's beyond me, right? But not for Babaji. You can talk to him about it. So, when spiritual people, teachers talk about love, it's really different from like Eros and Agape, right? Which is unconditional spiritual love. So, devotional love is like the same as compassion and love for humanity. So, in spiritual life, the word love is used in three different ways. In your experience and understanding of love, it will differ according to which aspect of it you're thinking about. So, the first aspect is absolute love or the great love. That's impersonal, very, and it's like binds the universe together. The second one is your individual experience of love, which is personal and just about you. And then love as a practice. So we can talk more about this in the next few weeks in February. So anyway, thank you for listening. I'll just taking these calls now. Thank you.
Alrighty. So we take the first caller. Your name for the audience. Go ahead, you are on air. Okay. Hello, hello. You're on air. Okay. We come back to you. Alrighty. Okay. So, here. You're on air.
Hi, Papa G. It's Andrea. It's Andrea, Papa
Hi,
G.
Hi, Andrea. How are you? It's Andrea. Tell the audience where you're from.
I'm from Las Vegas.
Las Vegas it is. It is the gambling place of the world. All right. So go ahead and ask me a question, darling. They'll come back.
Well,
they're
I have messages from Alan over the holidays, like you had predicted. So I gave him, I sent him a message today. I'm going to hear from him, or what is going on with him?
Yes, he actually has been thinking of you, but he has been a bit preoccupied with some problems that has nothing to do with you, of course. It's outside problem, but it has preoccupied his mind and his mood as well. And so he doesn't want to be sharing his bad news with you. He wants to solve the problem and not be nervous, and he will call you. So this month is a very good month, and don't you worry. Everything's going to be fine and dandy, and you be positive. And it's not about the month. It's about the energy. And then when he is really ready, then he will give you a call. He has in his mind, in his intention, to give you a call. So don't worry. Be happy, all right? And everything is going to be all right. No fear when Babaji. No worry. No fear when Babaji is here. Yes.
In about a month, did you say? Yes.
This month?
Month,
I said, yes. Yes.
Oh, this month?
This month. Sometime in this month, yes. It's a continuation of what he's been thinking to call you the past couple of weeks. But every time he wants to call, he tries away. So that just really is a hindrance that he calls him for himself. Otherwise, he likes to call, and he owes you that, and he knows it. That's what it amounts to be. So you just be patient, and everything is going to be all right. Okay, Andrea? All right.
Okay.
And thank you so much. All right, sweetie. You're most welcome.
Have a nice
darling.
Evening.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You too, sweetie. Thank you. Bye. All right. So next person in line, I hope you are available now. You are on air. Second chance. Go ahead. Hello, hello. Hello, hello. Okay, we'll come back to you one more time. All right. We're taking next caller. All right. Hello, hello.
Hello, Babaji.
Yes. What is this?
What is this? It's Barbara.
Yes. Who are you? What do you want?
Who am I?
Barbie doll. All right.
That's right.
Yes.
That's
all
right.
Right.
The puppies say hi to you and Dr. Uma.
Oh, I love your puppies. And ho, 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 ho.
They love
very
you
nice.
Guys.
Very nice. Awesome. Very nice. High five. That's very good. We love you.
Yeah.
We love dogs. High five. Yes.
Yes. And they're calming down. They're becoming calmer.
Oh, yes.
Just like you said. Thank you.
Like I said, yes.
You
absolutely. You're most
you
welcome.
Bet.
And techniques are very simple and natural. Dogs are really responsive, intuitive, and telepathic creatures. If humans become like that, we'll have no problem. There's not like
right.
know, anxiety and say, oh, when is she going to call? When he's going to call? Here now.
That's
and
right. We're here and we just love
it. Exactly. And they always create miracles. They just create positive energy. Always they create their world and they are wonderful creatures and we need them. Yes. Humans need dogs. Really, dogs don't need humans. They are like wolves. They're self-sufficient. They can hunt and be happy amongst their own, you know, team and, you know, clans or whatever. And so everything's going to be wonderful, you know, and creative for you in this year. So ask me your question, darling. Go ahead.
My question is, I keep hearing that I'm going to get an interview and that they'll be calling me in a few days, and then they never call. So I was wondering what might be going on.
They will. It's just that, you know, normally people in the society, they don't say what they mean, they don't mean what they say, and there is always lots of people, even 90% of people actually are procrastinators. And that's why things are, always get delayed. But they come around to it, and they're not responsible, but they feel bad, and they're going to make it up to you. They're going to, you know, it's just there is a delay. That's all there is to it. But you will get the job, and just as you are patient, everything is going to come to fruition, and everything is going to be all right. No worries, no fear. When Baba is here, and you
That's
will
true.
Get not only one job, but as I said, like I said, you're going to get like three jobs, and then you're
going
to keep like two due to your schedule, but you can start with three, and then you're going to, you know, keep like two of them, and then let go of the least attractive one due to your schedule. But then you keep the two, and I see that another job, like for different, like internet job, will come for you as well, so you can do at the comfort of your house, you know, on internet at night or whatever, you know, relax. And so that would be also great too. Yeah. So you just
Perfect.
Be patient. Everything's going to be all right and fine and dandy. Okay. Thank you very
it
much.
It always
Gabby
is
Dad.
With you, Babaji. Thank you.
Thank you. You're most welcome, darling. Thank you. And welcome back, as always. Much love
Thank
to you,
you
and your doggy.
Much love
Thank
to
you,
Dr.
Good
Uma.
Night. Thank you. All right. We give you the third chance. Hello, hello. Are you there? Hello. Hello, hello. You're on air. Last chance. Already. So, we wish you guys a happy new year, and this new year is very interesting. 2019 for everybody is going to be a lot of challenge, but it will teach everyone great strength, I believe, and it brings people also more closer to each other and reunite people. And this is very important year of all the other years, I feel, and the following year, 2020 as well. So are you are on air as well. Are you there to say hello? Hello, hello. Alrighty. So I want to wish everybody all the best. And goodbye, my dear ones, and prepare for Valentine's Day in advance. Happy Valentine's Day to everybody. And thank you, everybody, for joining us on this beautiful Sunday air show. And everybody, please remember to laugh more. Laugh more.